Blog Talk Radio. Competition. So shout out to Kyrie Irving. Some more interesting news, though, concerning Kobe Bryant and his Lakers team. Since the All-Star break, the Lakers are undefeated. They've won 3 straight games. I believe they just beat the Dallas Mavericks today in a game that was important for both teams because they're both fighting for the 8th and final spot in the Western Conference. Right now, both teams are, well, the Mavericks, I think, now are 4.5 games back. The Lakers are 3 or 2.5 games back. So, big win for them. Dwight Howard looks like he's finally coming around in terms of having his spot on the team and, you know, fitting in a little bit. So, shout out to the Lakers. Shout out to Dwight Howard. Not a fan of either one, but, you know, I'm an unbiased guy. I can be unbiased. I can be objective at times. Moving right along, though. I'm going to get you guys the scores from last night's games. Then I'm going to start taking some calls. So if anybody's out there, you're listening, please hold off on pressing the 1 just yet. I'm going to get to you guys. I know there's some people that wanted to call in today. So right after I get through these NBA scores, I'm going to start fielding some calls, get you guys' perspective on a couple things. But last night, the lowly Washington Wizards upset the Houston Rockets, who, by the way, are in that 8th and final playoff spot in the West. So losing to the Washington Wizards is the last thing you want to do, especially if you're battling for a playoff spot like they are. But John Wall and those guys came up big, 105-103 final score. The Denver Nuggets over the Bobcats, 113-99. The Cavaliers, led by Kyrie Irving, 118-94 over the Orlando Magic. LeBron James recorded his 35th career triple-double last night as the Heat beat the Philadelphia 76ers, 114-90. Dwayne Wade also had a big game, 33 points for Dwayne Wade. The Heat are really looking like the team to beat. Not that they weren't the team to beat before recently, but they've won now 9 straight, which is the longest streak for them this year. And they're just clicking on all cylinders, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. Despite what Lil Wayne says about them, they are definitely the team to beat. We'll get back to Lil Wayne, by the way, in a minute, too. The Indiana Pacers over the Detroit Pistons, 90-72. The Atlanta Hawks held on to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, 103-102. The Clippers over the Jazz, 107-94. That's a big win for the Clippers because both of those teams are actually playoff teams, the Clippers and the Utah Jazz. And the Clippers came off a very disappointing outing against the San Antonio Spurs where they were just blown out. And Chris Paul didn't have his best game against Tony Parker. Tony Parker really dominated the back and forth between those two. But big win for the Clippers either way last night. Today's slate of games include the Lakers-Mavericks, which I just told you guys about. The Lakers were able to hold on and win that one 103-99. The Boston Celtics play Portland Trailblazers today. The San Antonio Spurs play the Phoenix Suns. The Brooklyn Nets play the Grizzlies today. The Knicks play the 76ers. The Hornets will play the Kings later. The Miami Heat will play the Cleveland Cavaliers. That should be interesting. In fact, I want to tune into that one. Obviously, Cleveland, the former team of Heat star LeBron James, hometown kid from the Cleveland area. And now they have their own young superstar in Kyrie Irving, who has just taken the league by storm, really. Has the highest points per game average of any point guard in the league this year. So Kyrie's really doing it big. The Bulls take on the Thunder tonight. That should be a good game, but I don't think it will because the Thunder are just better than the Bulls, especially without Derrick Rose. But come back, Derrick Rose. If you're listening, come back. We need you ASAP. I understand what your brother's saying, and some of it may even be true, but you are a legit guy. People like you a lot. We need you back. Moving on. The Warriors play the Timberwolves later tonight, if anybody cares. Those aren't really big market teams, but, you know, teams nonetheless. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to start a topic. I'm going to go on about this topic, and then I'm going to field some calls. So if you're out there and you're listening, feel free to press the 1 on your keypad at any point now. But the first topic is going to be Derrick Rose and his brother Reggie Rose in the Chicago Bulls. Now, recently Reggie Rose has been in the news lately for statements regarding his little brother, who, by the way, he is the agent for as well, Derrick Rose. Reggie says, Derrick Rose, of course, suffered a torn ACL last year in the first game of the playoffs, has not stepped foot on the court for an actual game yet this season, though speculation is that he'll be back in the coming weeks. He recently had an interview where he said, you know, maybe not as soon as people think, but either way, Reggie Rose comes out after the trade deadline, which was this Thursday. For those who don't know, and we'll talk a little bit about the trades that went down and the trades that didn't go down, but either way, after the trade deadline, Reggie Rose comes out and says that Derrick Rose's return to the court would hinge, what would play a big part in him returning to the court is the Bulls making some moves, or, you know, them not making some moves. If you follow basketball, then you know the Bulls didn't do anything at the trade deadline. So what this comes down to is Reggie Rose believes that there's not enough around his brother, Derrick Rose, for the Bulls to legitimately compete for an NBA championship. Now, he also said that everybody is that the road to the NBA championship goes through Miami, which I happen to agree with. And if you look at the dichotomy of the Miami Heat team, or the makeup of the Miami Heat team, they have three legit superstars, maybe two and a half. Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, legitimate superstars. Chris Bosh, a legit star, if not a superstar. And if you look at the Bulls, of course they had two all-stars this season with Luol Deng and Joakim Noah, but neither of them is really the game changer that a Dwayne Wade or a Chris Bosh is, if you're talking about people around LeBron James. The only real offensive threat guy on the Bulls that can get his own shot at this point is Derrick Rose, who, by the way, isn't playing. So I kind of understand where Reggie's coming from with this. However, you got to be careful, because, you know, the kind of guy that your brother is, he's not the kind of guy that comes out in the public eye and make these kind of statements. And even if this is the way that you feel inside, you still have to understand that your brother's in a delicate situation right now. He's got fans like myself who are calling for him to come back. He's got a front office who's basically said that they expect him to be back at some point this year. And then he's got himself, who he has to himself get over a hurdle mentally and physically, as far as his knee goes, to get back to playing basketball. So I just think that this puts some unnecessary pressure on the young man and impedes his progress in terms of getting back to the court as fast as he would like. I would love to hear you guys' opinion on this. If anybody's out there, you're listening, you feel like calling in, feel free to call in now. In the meantime, though, while we're waiting on the calls to come in, I'll go ahead and move on to another subject. Danica Patrick became the first woman in history to have pole position at the Daytona 500. She recorded the fastest, test lap, however they decide what pole position, how you get that. She recorded the fastest lap time and got pole position, started the race in first place. Through 177 laps presently, Denica is in eighth place. Not too bad, but, you know, still not where, you know, number one is. However, this brings up an interesting question or interesting topic because Danica Patrick is not necessarily a winner. And I say that in the nicest way. When I say that Danica's not a winner, I mean she doesn't win races. She places well sometimes. You know, and she's a good story in the sport. She's apparently attractive to some people. Not necessarily me, but to each his own. I feel with Serena Williams, to each his own, right? Not that I say that Serena Williams is attractive anyway, but we're all subject here. Danica Patrick is not what we would call a winner in the sense that she doesn't win a lot. I don't know if she's won on the. I'm pretty sure she hasn't won on the sprint circuit yet. So she does generate a lot of attention, though, and a lot of people are paying attention to the sport, including myself, who really doesn't. I really don't pay attention to NASCAR all that much, but her being in the news this week really generated some interest for me, being that she's the first woman to start the race at number one and lead a lap at the Daytona 500 at all. So I think it's interesting, but I feel like some of the attention she gets is ungarnered or undeserved. You know what I mean? Like, if this was a guy, just some guy, well, I can't, you know, I guess it can't be just some guy. But if it was a man who hadn't won races, wasn't challenging legitimately to win a race, but then got pole position at the Daytona 500 out of nowhere, I don't feel like this would be as big a story. Now, I understand I'm walking a very thin line here because I'm not trying to be sexist at all. I'm just trying to point out that some attention is undeserved, and I think that this is undeserved. Now, obviously, you need some attention for starting the race number one. You ran the fastest time. So, okay, that deserves some attention. But she gets attention anyway. She could have started this race 23rd. She could have started it last. Well, last probably isn't a good example because then she'd be last. But she could have been somewhere in the middle, and it still would have been a big deal because Danica Patrick is 19th. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily just because she's first that she's getting attention. So we'll leave that topic up for discussion, too, if anybody wants to call. Talk about Danica Patrick and her ungarnered or undeserved attention. Last night, there was some MMA action, a pay-per-view. They had their first women's headline of a pay-per-view in the UFC last night. Ronda Rousey defended her bantamweight championship with an armbar. First-round armbar. She gets her opponent, Liz Carmouch, to tap out in the first round. I'm not sure if you know who Ronda Rousey is, but she is 7-0 in her career in mixed martial arts. Her first six matches in the UFC have all been first-round submissions by way of armbar. I don't know who these chicks are that are fighting her, or that are in the octagon with her. But I hope they watch some tape. You would think that they would watch some tape and be like, yo, maybe she beats me, but she's not going to beat me by first round armbar. But apparently they're not doing that. And they're going in there and they're getting tapped out first round. Also on the same card, Lyoto Machida defeated Dan Henderson by way of split decision. There was some speculation that after winning the fight that Lyoto would drop down to middleweight to try to challenge for the middleweight title, where we all know Anderson Silva is the top dog in that division. He and Machida are actually good friends, but apparently Lyoto turned that opportunity down. He will stay at light heavyweight, try to bait John Jones, if he wins his next fight, into another fight. We'll see how that goes for him. Let's get some. We'll talk some college basketball real quick. Some rankings, and also some scores that went down today. Some games that are taking place today. Number 7, Michigan, my Wolverines, beat the Fighting the Illini of Illinois 71-58. Number 18, Ohio State, leads Michigan State 4-0. Presently, I'm sorry, that score is 6-4. Michigan State leads Ohio State now. Notre Dame, 25 in the nation, beats Cincinnati 62-41. Number 20, Pitt over St. John 63-47. And number 6, Duke beat Boston College 89-68. Last night was a big night for college basketball, as the number 2 team in the nation, the Miami Hurricanes, who had really been playing extraordinary basketball, hadn't dropped a game in ACC play, finally lost a game last night to, I'm trying to remember who they lost to. It's escaping me right now, but I'm going to get it for you guys right here in a second. Wake Forest. Wake Forest beat Miami 80-65. Nobody really expected that, as Wake Forest isn't necessarily a challenger on the national scene. But either way, Florida lost their first ACC game. They are now 13-1 in the ACC, 22-4 overall. They got a team full of veterans, man, a lot of juniors and seniors on that team. So I fully expect them to bounce back. Number 3, Gonzaga, continued winning, beating San Diego 81-50 last night. We have a caller, so I'll take that call. Caller, state your name. Where you calling from?
Hello, this is Timothy from Dayton.
Oh, Timothy, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. What's your question today? What you want to speak on?
All right. Well, it's not really much of a question. It's more of like a statement. See, I was keeping track of the Rossi, the MMA stuff that's going on, and the whole Defender Championship. All right, she's 7-0, which means she's good, but she's not cyborg good before she hit the juice. You know what I'm saying? Like back when Carano was a really big thing. It was Carano was gonna kill Cyborg. The Cyborg has really been untested. She doesn't have a championship belt going on, and that's how it's going to go. Nope. Carano was destroyed. First round,
right.
And I think it was like 2 seconds left. 2 seconds left out there. And as far as Lyoto Machida is involved, that's a no-brainer. He's going to go ahead and stay. He's going to go ahead and stay at light middleweight. Dropping down to Anderson Silva, that would be a big mistake for him, because you don't want to. Hey, man, I should fight you next. Hey, man, go for it. And when anybody says go for it, when you know you want to fight that person, that's obviously not the best thing to do.
Right.
Stay up there, hope John Jones wins, and then you have a title match against John Jones, lose like a man, and then go ahead and go on with your business.
Timothy, man. So let me get your opinion on something else. Do you think that Anderson Silva, there's been some talk of Anderson Silva fighting both John Jones and George St. Pierre before he finally retires. Do you think that he should fight John Jones first, go up in weight to come back down to fight GSP, if in fact that is the case, or should he go down to GSP to come back up to fight John Jones? What would you do first?
You're talking about Anderson Silva fighting either two of these guys?
Well, he's supposed to fight both of them before it's over. But fights them in succession,
if it were me, I would go for the smaller name first, just to prove myself. Because you know, if he goes for John Jones right off break,
yeah.
I think Anderson Silva gonna touch that mat. Okay, I ain't really worried about that. He should just stay small, go with GSP, He knows how the fight's gonna go down. Okay, it's gonna be deadlocked at the end until someone gets a lucky punch slash kick in, and then it's just gonna be okay. He's gonna get that fight. He's gonna get that fight right off that. It's gonna be a major headlock. But I would not. I'm not going for John Jones right off that because that man likes sleep, folks.
I agree. Thank you, Timothy, for the call. And your continued support of the locker room. We appreciate it. Stay tuned.
No problem. Peace.
All right. Again, people, Timothy from Dayton with his thoughts on MMA. We appreciate Timothy's unique sports insight. But we got another caller. Caller, state your name. Where are you calling from?
This is Rick Peters calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Rick, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I heard your little last part of the Silva fighting both of those guys. One thing I would do, I would go up first, then come down. Because it's harder to, you know, it's hard. If I go down, I'm not going to lose as much strength than I am trying to go up. See what I'm
right.
saying? If I can go up. Then come down, I still got a little strength, but that's the way I would do it, and I would put my money on Silva anyway. The boy just, you know, he just by himself. He on the island by himself, man. It don't make a difference. But I was calling because I heard, I was listening to the comment, and it's amazing. They were talking about LeBron James. Now, all of a sudden, they diagnosed his basketball game into a football game. And I said, how did you get football out of basketball? And one thing they said, well, he's passing the ball now like Ben Roethlisberger. Then they showed him driving to the hole, said, now he's a running back. I mean, I'm like, come on, man. I mean, just what is wrong with these commentators? Basketball is basketball. Football is football. You know what I mean? Now, actually, too much of them talking really messes a guy up. You know, you can like a guy, but they just take it to the extreme, you know. They just take it to the extreme. But what I really called to give a shout out to a young lady, Traylon Woodard. She's originally from Dayton, Ohio, but she's down in Texas.
Uh-huh.
5'4", 67-inch wingspan, 29-inch vertical leap. She's a junior, and she's honor roll. 2010, 11, 12, and 13 will be a senior. Yes, indeedy. I mean, a great article about, and by the way, she is our cousin. She's got a couple of letters from here and there, yeah. Yes,
sweet.
Indeedy. So I just wanted to give, yes, she's left hand, right hand. Matter of fact, I have my players look her up on the internet to watch her little workout. And her name is Traylon Woodard from Barn Nelson High School in maybe next week you probably done looked it up and you can give a little, you know, a little shout on what I was talking about. But
absolutely! In fact, I got a YouTube playing right now.
Yeah, and then the other thing I was yelling about was some of my Cleveland Browns fans. I really got to cut them loose because the problem is they read stats and listen to commentators, and I ask them, "Do you watch the game?"
Right.
And now I'm seeing to watch the game. I sit up here and I watch this quarterback, man. This dude is lost. You know what I'm saying? But they say he got 3,000 yards. I said, yeah, throwing 5 yards. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I got to let some of them guys go that really don't look at, you know, they really don't know about the game. They just read what the stats say. And the number one thing they always say is he has a strong arm. But how come we only got 14 touchdowns and 17 interceptions?
Well,
and the key to that is, here's the key. What was your percentage in third downs? That justifies a quarterback, don't you think?
I agree.
Third
and
down,
I,
what
I,
was your percentage?
I understand that where you're coming from. Also, though, you got to understand that this is a team in the Browns that is clearly they're rebuilding. They're looking good. They're on the right track to getting where they eventually want to be. But this is a team that won, what, 2, 3, 4 games the year before he was there. So it's not like he's coming into a situation where he's got a playoff team and they're threatening for the Super Bowl, not last year anyway.
Well, I can hear that, but I'm not asking for a playoff team.
Right.
I'm asking for the games that we should have won, he should have won. You know what I'm saying? There's about four games in there that, you know, was right at his fingertips. And this guy just went south. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And besides that, they yell all that. Now, our receivers are a whole lot better than they were the year before. We picked up a number one running back. Our defense got better. So I'm just yelling like, well, what are they talking about he don't have? You know what I'm saying? I tell you what, if that was Wilson, I guarantee you we'd have won more than five games.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that at all.
If it was Wilson, any of them other guys that, you know, we'd have won. I tell you what, if you would have started Colt McCoy, we would have won more than five games. Because the boy has a football knowledge. This guy doesn't have one. You know, he's scared to run. He don't think past the first receiver. He's 6'6", and almost all his passes get knocked down at the line of scrimmage. I don't know. Nah, 6'6", man, you know, come on. He's throwing a fastball. You know that. That's pitching. That's not football.
I agree with you.
That's what I just want to.
No problem. Yeah. Rick, before we get you off the phone, if the season ended now, who's your MVP in the NBA?
I got to go with Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony.
I got to go with him. I'm going to tell you one thing about this guy has never got the right calls or whatever. You know, when he goes to the bucket and gets fouled, you know what they say? Oh, he's so strong. What that got to do with you beating me up? You know, it's always something. And then, you know, he don't have defense. No, he's not the greatest defensive player. But lately he's been checking somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
and he's having a great statistical year.
Yeah, I'm talking about he's giving up assists. He's diving for loose balls. I mean, come on, man. He's putting in buckets, and the rest of the team is just like falling. Like Sturdivant, he fell asleep the other day on the game we lost. But if it ended today, I would have to give it to Melo because I think he gets more offensive rebounds than most of the other big guys that's in there, you know, name guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He gets more putbacks, more offensive rebounds than anything. Oh, and another thing they said LeBron is the best under-the-rim ball player. I said, where'd they get that from? This boy Carmelo is unstoppable around that rim, man. You know?
I agree. Yeah, I like your pick for Carmelo. Well, thanks for your call today, Rick. You're a huge supporter of the show. We appreciate that. Be sure to continue listening, and we'll check you out next time.
Hey, and how's your friend doing? I didn't hear her voice. She's all right?
Oh, yeah, she's got a DBJ has a family emergency she had to tend to. So, you know, our prayers are with her right now.
You tell her I asked about it.
I sure will.
All right.
Thank you.
A good one.
You too.
All right.
There it is. The dish from Rick from Dayton, Ohio as well. Really got some extensive time today with Rick talking about the Cleveland Browns, of course. Got to talk about the Browns with Rick and also his dish on the NBA MVP if the season ended today. If the season ended today, I'm sorry, but I got to go with LeBron. I understand all of what Rick was saying, and I even agree that Carmelo is overlooked a lot of the times. He has a far better back-to-the-basket game than LeBron James, but I just think all around, and of course with the streak that LeBron had earlier, in the season with six or seven straight games of 30 plus points shooting over 60%. It's just hard to get past the stats. And I also understand that you don't want to just look at the stat sheet and make your determinations based off the stat sheet. But look, man, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And LeBron is a beast, man. There's no way around it. But hopefully Carmelo get some well-deserved attention for his efforts this year, and I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I really like Carmelo. I'm a fan, so shout out to both of those guys, though. What we're going to do now is we're going to turn our attention to the NFL just for a minute. The combine is underway. Adidas actually came out, made a statement that they would give a shoe contract to whoever ran the fastest 40 time at this year's combine. That's a huge statement, but when you are as big as Adidas is in the sports world, I guess you can do that sort of thing. So, to all those guys at the combine, if anybody's listening from the combine, make sure you eat your Wheaties, drink your milk, stay away from the deer antlers and the PEDs, put your Michael Johnson gold shoes on, and run really fast. In the meantime, we got a caller. Caller, state your name, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
This is Sam from Dayton.
Sam from Dayton, what's going on, Sam?
Yeah, what up, man? I'm sorry I missed the NBA because I had a pick myself, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't get a chance to really look at the combine. I seen the one in Indianapolis. And
yeah,
they had some fast offensive linemen there that day. I was looking, you know.
Yeah.
But if I could get back to the NBA, one more statement. I think Chris Paul deserves to get a look too, you know, because, I mean, as a guard, he makes the rest of the team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as, like, you know, like, he may not drive to the hole. He may not get a lot of offensive rebounds. I mean, but he sets up a lot of players to make them look better.
Absolutely.
But
I agree. I agree, Sam.
Yeah.
I like Chris a lot.
I'm just talking about a look. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He definitely deserves a look, and I believe that he's in the conversation. And to be honest, if I can be honest with the fans of the locker room real quick, he was my preseason MVP pick. Before the season start, me and my friend Kevin, who I went to college with, we always pick who's going to be the MVP before the season starts, and I chose Chris Paul. I completely agree with you when you say that he's a floor general. He really leads that team. And to be honest, who were the Clippers before he got there? They were the laughingstock
of
the NBA.
That's my point right there. Now they're contenders. I like that. I like that about it. I got another question. Question to you. You know, on this combine thing, did you look at the offensive line combine?
I did not catch it. But if you're saying the offensive linemen are running 4.4s, 4.5s,
four. I have one running 4.6.
Wow,
man, 4.6, 4.6 40. They got a guy named Fisher. Offensive guard. Well, he's going for guard tackle, but the man looks good. Young man looks real good as far as, like, you know, holding his own, taking instruction, you know, hitting the holes where they think the block's going to be. That's just a thought. Now, that's where the block's supposed to be, but it ain't always there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
I think he looked real good.
All right. While we got you on the phone, Sam, We're gonna go back to basketball just real quick.
All right.
Who do you think in we'll just say the entire NBA? Who do you think has? What are some of the teams you think have a legitimate chance of knocking off the Heat come playoff time?
Come playoff time, I haven't really been keeping up with the team. But, you know, like the TV stations here don't play them like they used to, and I don't have cable like that. But, you know, like, I was looking at, you know, like, it's a veteran team, but I'm just saying, like, and everybody looks at them like they slow and stuff, but, you know, like, you got to have court savvy when it comes to the playoffs, and I like Boston, but I'm also kind of partial to the Clippers. You know, to turn their game around, you know, turn their game up a notch, you know, so to speak. You know, I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen a lot of them. All I do is get ESPN on Mondays and look at the results. But I'm just saying the Heat they're playing outstanding ball. You know, it's hard to take away from that. And it's hard to take away from LeBron and you know, a combination of LeBron, Wade, and even Bosh, even though he had a horrible outing at the All-Star game. You know, it's still, you know. He's a force to be reckoned with when his game is on. You know, so
absolutely.
It's gonna be hard. That's a hard pick. That's a hard call. You know, Lakers, they got too much tape to them all. Ain't nothing that you can say about them. You know, they haven't meshed as a team. I don't believe they will mesh as a team with Howard and Kobe, and, you know, on the same team.
Right.
Howard's a prima donna. And Kobe's just sort of being an asshole. So I excuse my language.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm sorry. But yeah, I think they are. I'm looking at Chicago without my man, they're nothing. You know. So I'm looking at the only people that could possibly, for mine, pick them off, would be the Celtics or the Clippers.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Celtics to stop them from going. And the Clippers possibly to beat them if they get there.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sam, we appreciate your time, appreciate your support of the locker room. Be sure to stay tuned, and we'll get you next time.
Definitely. I hope to be a little bit more consistent with my calls here because I like your program. And tell them I'm sorry about the whistle.
Yeah, no problem.
Y'all have a good one. Have a good day, baby boy. All right.
Sam. From Dayton, keeping us on our toes. We got to blow the whistle on people, man. It's a family show. In the meantime, we got another caller. Caller, state your name, where you calling from.
Mark Henderson from Chicago.
Mark, what's going on? Cutting Mark.
How you doing?
On?
How you doing there, Phil?
Doing all right. It's out to
you
on the radio.
What?
We keep giving my government on the radio.
Pardon me?
I said, it's Altitude on the radio. We can't give out my government on the radio.
My bad. Excuse me, Altitude. I'm so sorry. How you doing, Altitude?
Yeah, I don't want people stalking me, man. I'm doing great.
Okay,
how you doing, Mark?
My bad. Hey, listen, I'm sorry I missed the other caller. His name was Rick or something. You know, I'm sorry I missed that. I just got the tail end of it. But he's a good guy, okay? Anyway... my call was for Diva J, and she's not there today from what I just heard, right?
Yeah, Diva J is dealing with some family issues. So, you know, of course our heart and our prayers are with her right now. And I'm sure she'll be back next week. But, yeah, she's got to deal with some stuff away from the radio today.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but all our prayers are with her. Okay, I've got a couple of things I want to ask you about. As far as the combine is concerned, I think that's just a waste of time, to be honest with you, because, you know, they want to see how fast you can run and can you pass the Wonderlic test. I said the true key to all of that is can you play football? So that would be my only my only issue and option. You know, can you play football? I don't care whether you know if 1 + 1 = 2, but if you play football out there and you make that money and you make your team win, I think that's how it goes, okay? That's
absolutely.
Eventually, that's how it goes. And I got a question for you. You know, the scrolls that's underneath, you know, every time you like watching a Sports Center highlight or what have you, and you see the scrolls down at the bottom, seems
right.
like they coincide with whatever the topic is at that time.
Right.
You know, you're looking up, you're looking down, you miss some highlights. You know, do you think that still should be a part of the programming?
You know what? I like the ticker is what it's called.
Okay.
The thing that scrolls at the bottom shows scores and also sports news and stuff. I like it. Now, let's say this is where I have the most problems because I'm a huge tennis fan. I don't know if anybody knows, but I like tennis. And a lot of the tennis matches happen overseas. So it'll be like 2, 3 in the morning for us here in the States and the live tennis matches on. So what I do is I like to TiVo the tennis match, record it, go to bed, wake up the next day and watch it. But what happens with the ticker is if I don't get up and immediately watch it, then they'll give away the results on that ticker. And that's my biggest problem with the ticker, is if I have something that I want to watch and then they give it away, if I just happen to look down and they say, oh, Rafa Nadal lost to Novak Djokovic, then there's no reason for me to watch the match now.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. They seem to show it at the time when, you know, okay, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we agree on that. And my question, which was for Diva J, and I'm going to give to you,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of old school, so I just want to ask, the checkered shirts that these guys are wearing with these suits, and they put stripes in their ties and pinstripes in their suits, and then they got a checkered shirt. I just got to ask, is that a cool thing these days? Because to me, yuck.
Listen, man, I'm such an old, and I know we a different kind of old school, me and you.
Okay.
But my old school is just, you know, some jeans and a normal solid color button-up. Maybe some Air Forces. Maybe I throw on some Jordans. But, yeah, man, I just can't get with the skinny jeans and the colorful shirts and colorful ties and glasses with no lenses. You know, that's just not my thing. And I'm sure this would have been a great question for Diva J, because it's right down her alley with fashion and keeping up with the latest.
Absolutely.
Thing,
that's why I want to. You know what? I'll probably call back next week and ask her the same question. But to me, for that, the checkered shirt with the. Oh, man, come on. If you're old school, you got to dress appropriately. And that ain't doing it.
Absolutely. Mark, before we get you off the phone, or actually,
okay.
We're going to have to take the next caller. Stay on the line. I want you to call back. I'm going to prompt you to call back in, but stay on the line, all right?
All right.
Caller, state your name. Where you calling from?
Hey, it's James from Ashburn. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I was calling about that Miami thing. I don't think there's anybody out there that's going to knock them off this year, to be honest with you.
Hey, that's a popular sentiment. They look good, man.
I mean, I got to agree with the guy, you know, a little while ago. Maybe the Clippers, maybe. But other than that, they're clicking too well right now.
Oh, absolutely, man. They look – here's the thing. and I know there's a lot of LeBron James haters. And some of it is well-deserved, especially the people from Ohio that call into the show. They really don't like LeBron. You know, Diva J doesn't really like LeBron. But at the end of the day, he's discovered – that if he wants 2 points, he can go get 2 points, and nobody can do anything about it.
Exactly.
And that's the scariest thing for me, at least a fan of another team, because I'm not a fan of the Heat, but I like the Bulls. And if a guy can put his head down, get to the rim whenever he feels like it, that's the scariest thing in the world for a basketball player, for the opposing team and their coaches, and he's discovered that. Nobody can stop him from getting to the rim when he wants to.
Nope. And he's been that way for a little while, but, you know, now that he's on the Heat, it's all coming out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think him winning that championship last year really allowed himself, it freed him up a little bit, because now he doesn't have that pressure of he hasn't won it, and he can really just go out and let his game hang out. Last night, you know, he didn't score a bunch of points, but he had another triple-double, his 35th triple-double of his career, and I think he can go do that whenever he feels like it. And if they still blowing people out when he scores 16, then you can't do anything.
No, not at all. And you're right, you know, if he can go out and do that, I mean, he knows he can do anything he wants, he's going to do it, and you can't stop me, so come on, let's play.
Absolutely, man. Okay,
now,
before we get you off the phone.
One other thing, I was going to order you some skinny jeans, dude. You ain't trying to get that?
No skinny jeans for me, man. No skinny jeans for me. We keep it simple.
Cancel my order, dog.
Yeah, cancel that one, man. Look, before we get you off the phone, if the NBA season stopped today, who's your MVP?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to go with LeBron, dude.
Yeah, man, it's that easy. Yeah. Sometimes, they make it easy, man, and this one's easy.
Yeah, I mean, there's you know, there's other people out there, but nobody who, like you just stated, can do what they want when they want. I mean,
absolutely.
And he got that down, so I gotta go with him.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you calling in today. Thanks for your continued support. We'll catch you next time.
All right, Pat. Take care.
All right. Man, this is a good day. Good day. Caller, state your name. Where you calling from?
Is it me?
Yes.
Hello?
It's you. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Ms. Creole. And I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you? This is my first time calling in.
Oh, hello, Ms. Creole from Louisiana. First-time caller. Well, this is Al Tadude from the locker room with Al Tadude and Diva J. I'm here every week.
Hi, Al Tadude. And I'm sorry
hello.
I missed Ms. Diva J.
Yes, yes, everyone
I think
is.
She provides, although I think she provides color to the show, but I think
she definitely does that.
So thank you. But anyway, my question is, what do you think about that Geno boy on that combine?
The Geno boy? Is that the guy?
His name is Eugene, but they call him
Geno. Oh, Smith. Geno Smith from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think he's a no-brainer number one quarterback off the board. If you're asking me.
Number one quarterback or number one all around? You think he's going to be the number one or just quarterback?
I don't think they're going to take him number one overall. I don't. If it was me.
Who's number one overall then if you don't like Geno? I like Geno.
I like Geno. I think, like I said, if it was me, Geno's my number one. But I think the kid from USC,
mm-hmm.
Matt Barkley, is going to be the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm. USC, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He fits into what the NFL looks for in their prototypical quarterback, and I say that with quotation fingers.
Mm-hmm. Got them little young boys out there on show for no reason, just one day.
Yeah.
One day shouldn't dictate how good you are. I mean, that does not demonstrate your portfolio. You got to start back in little league.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Okay, because I don't necessarily care for the combine. I just
combine,
don't think it's right
like
to put the little boys
just
out there like that.
Yeah,
especially
like
when the fat boys trying to run trying to run, and they be clocking at 6 minutes, 2 seconds. I think that's wrong. That's embarrassing. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
They had one little fat boy in there. He was winded, falling over.
Oh man!
I thought that was quite embarrassing. What
no
you think?
No.
What does Al Tadude stand for? Is that some kind of cold name?
No,
it's Al Tadude.
Let me break it down because nobody's asked that question. Yeah, it's been good questions.
Yeah, I know I am. I'm from Louisiana. That's what we do.
Yeah.
About to put
but
a smile on you.
Al Tadude is actually a phrase I came up with. Well, a moniker I came up with because I used to do music, and I had a line in a song where I say,
"You got a record? You got a record out to do?
I got some music floating around here.
You got
somewhere.
An album?
Not an album, no. Mixtape.
Uh-huh. So that's why you go radio now. You don't have an album?
Yeah, you know, I figured it was better for me to be behind." You know, the scenes, like, you know.
No, I understand that because I think you're very talented. I think you're very smart and very talented. And whoever raised you did a good job.
Well, I appreciate that, Creole from Louisiana. And I'm sure the people that raised me that are
listening. Miss Creole. Miss Creole.
Oh, I'm messing up the.
Yeah, you
call.
Are. I'm about
Miss
to take my compliment back.
No.
All right, well, honey, I don't want to use up all your time. Miss Creole, call you back. I'm gonna put a good post together for you, and I'll make sure you have good blessings and prosperous times. All right, son.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You take care now. Bye.
All right. We got another caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, Mark,
yes.
Are you back?
Yes, I'm back. I'm back. You told me.
All right.
Anyway. Okay. But as far as, like, we went back to the combines, and, you know, they like I said, yeah, Geno, he's going before Barkley because USC's track record these days is real bad. You know, you got the left-hander that went to St. Louis at first, and then you got the guy out in Oakland now. You know, stuff ain't happening for USC right now, and plus his season last year was terrible. So Geno going to go first, Geno Smith. As far as quarterbacks. Because he got an arm. You know, they just got to slow him down a little bit and make him do what he's supposed to do. Now, let's get back to the NBA. I like that last caller, by the way. Back to the NBA.
Miss Creole.
Yeah, Miss Creole is a big fan of yours, too, and I like her for that. Okay.
Yeah.
But you were asking about a team that could possibly upset the Heat.
Yes.
And you are a Chicago Bulls fan. You know I like that. But it might not be Chicago this year, maybe next year or in the future. But take a good look at Indiana because Indiana's coming on strong and they got the horses because Miami can't rebound whatsoever. And once they get them rebounds going, they in trouble.
Look, I think I like that you brought the Indiana Pacers up because nobody's brought them up. But they,
what I do.
If you take a look, Mark is a sports genius. If you take a look at what Indiana has, like you said, is exactly what the weakness of the Heat is. The Heat aren't necessarily big inside. So you got a legit 7'2" guy on Indiana, along with David West, true back to the basket power forward. And they can rebound the heck out of the ball. So I like
And they got Granger back.
Yes. Granger's back. The other guy in the backcourt made his first All-Star game this year. They got a legit shot. They got some length out on the wing to give Dwayne Wade and those guys some problems. So I wouldn't be surprised.
George, right?
Yes, Paul George. There you go. Thank you, Paul George. So they can really give you some problems out on the perimeter. So they got what it takes. We gotta go though. I appreciate you calling back, Mark. Thank you.
All right, you be cool.
All
right. See you next week.
Yes, sir. Got another caller. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey. You know who I am. I just woke up from my nap and I wanted to call in.
Oh,
I had to bother you.
Is it Diva J? Is Diva J live and in effect? Got the people going crazy because you ain't on the radio?
No, I'll be quiet.
Man, you supply all the color? Like without you is Pleasantville. And with you is New Jack City.
That's all right. New Jack City will be back in effect next week. But I did want to call in. And say hello to all of the listeners. I woke up a couple of minutes ago, and I was like, let me call in.
And I've let the people know. And you have a lot of well-wishers out there. You might want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in the last couple minutes of the show. I was really rolling.
Oh, God. Well, you can go ahead and roll, brother. I'll see you all next week. Peace out.
Peace. There you have it. Miss Diva J calling in only like she can to upstage me like she tries to do every week. But this has been another very exciting episode of The Locker Room with Altitude and Diva J. I appreciate all the callers. Man, the Lions were on fire today. Appreciate all the callers. Make sure you check us out next week, 4 p.m., same time, same bat, same day, same bat station, same bat time. Follow me on Twitter, at Altidude, A-L-T-I-D-U-D-E. Follow my co-host, Miss Diva J, at D-I-V-A-H underscore J. Follow the team leader, Miss P. She got her the official Miss P is her official Twitter name now. Also follow the Intune Show. That's NTUNEDSHOW. Check out the website. I don't know if it's still under construction, but either way, put it in your favorites. www.theintuneshow.com. And we out, man. Make sure to follow us. Check out all the happenings on the Intune Show. Miss P, are you there? I guess Miss P is not there. But either way,
yes,
you.
It's a great show, and you did an excellent job as usual. Thanks to everybody who was calling in. And please call back next week because we didn't get to every caller. But
oh, sweet.
Call back next week. Thank you so
please
much.
Please call
Altitude.
Back next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good night. So, guys, again, we just want to give you love for always tuning into the locker room. The locker room's numbers of this on this show is totally benoodles, and without your support, it would not be possible. So until next time, baby, stay in tuned.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. In tune. In tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.